I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. Immigration reform is the top priority for many immigrants and their families here. But whatever momentum there was for reform after the 2012 election seems to have hit a wall. So now frustrated advocates are demanding change, and they're mounting protests by coordinating hunger strikes, blocking deportation buses, and shutting down city streets. The World's Monica Campbell followed one young undocumented immigrant who's stepping up her involvement in the demonstrations.
Gabriela Garcia admits her mom would be pretty upset if she knew what she was about to do.
If she knew, she should be very worried. But I've learned the things to tell her and not to tell her.
Like Garcia's decision to take part in a protest in San Francisco, that could get her arrested. She'll sit down and block a major intersection to demand immigration reform. Though Garcia's not telling her mom about this, she says it's her mom's story that's making her do it. Her mom brought her across the U.S. border when she was three, moving the family from one of the poorest parts of Mexico. That was in 1994, and Garcia's mom has worked to make life better for her kids ever since.
She works at a McDonald's. She has a minimum wage job, and she is the household breadwinner.
Garcia's mom is 65 now. She's still at McDonald's, working with forged documents, and she fears deportation.
And to see the fear and the sadness in my mom's eyes that have, like, forced her to become shameful of who she is, I can't turn against that. I can't pretend that everything's okay.
Garcia has also seen that things can change. She's 22 now, a grad student, and she's benefited from President Obama's program that temporarily protects young undocumented immigrants like her from deportation. So if she can be protected, Garcia asks, then why can't her mom?
Right, okay,
so should we head up?
Okay.
Garcia heads into an office building and joins about 20 other immigrants for civil disobedience training. Anoop Prasad, a lawyer with Asian Americans Advancing Justice, tells the group what they might expect.
So there'll be people who are wearing these neon green hats or neon green armbands. They're legal observers.
Garcia asks if she'll get fingerprinted if she's arrested. Yes, Prasad says, and he gives a warning.
Having an arrest or a charge or a conviction can have immigration consequences for you in the future.
A woman next to Garcia says it's okay to back out.
Honestly, I've not done it before because I was scared, and that's okay.
After, I asked Garcia why it's worth protesting this way.
People are sick and tired of being sick and tired, being in this political debate about blaming the Republicans, blaming the Democrats, blaming someone, blaming. That's not going to get us anywhere. People are ready to take it to the next level.
A few days later, I meet Garcia near an immigration court in San Francisco. In case of arrest, she wrote lawyers' phone numbers on her forearm in black marker.
I'm extremely nervous. I'm shaking. And I've came to realize that I should embrace who I am. I'm undocumented, I'm unapologetic, and I'm unashamed.
The crowd gets bigger, and Garcia introduces families facing deportation.
I now welcome La familia William Ortiz Cortez and Yasmin Yanez, who are currently going through this. This has become humanized now. These are the faces that are being impacted. We are not just pieces of paper.
After a while, Garcia passes along the mic and sits down in the intersection and links arms with a core group of protesters. Soon, the police head in. Garcia gets arrested and released the same day. I call her afterwards.
Did you tell your mom about this?
So I called her. For her right now, she's still kind of like, why would you do that? You know, don't you know what you're risking? And for me, it was like, no, mom, I'm actually doing this for you. I'm doing this for a lot more people than for anything.
And Garcia says, if stepped-up pressure has helped change U.S. policy before, who knows if it can happen again? For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.
You can see Gabriela Garcia and her fellow protesters prepping for civil disobedience. We have photos at PRI.org.